two, one, boom. You are now entering the dojo of Mojo and the Thrive Time Show.
Thrive Time Show on the microphone. What is this? Top of the iTunes charts in the category of business. Drilling down on business topics like we are a dentist. Providing you with mentorship like you are an apprentice. And we go so fast that you might get motion sickness. Grab a pen and pad to the lab. Let's get in this. It's time to bear some fruit like some Florida oranges. 3, 2, 1. Here come the business ninjas.
Sonic boom.
Oh, yes. Thrive Nation, welcome back to the Thrive Time Show on your radio. I am absolutely fired up about this segment because this segment is going to set somebody free. Once you get this idea, oh, man, this is going to change your life. I've had so many people, I mean this, hundreds of people have told me that this little idea changed their life. Okay, Thomas Edison, the guy who invented the light bulb, recorded audio, and recorded video, once wrote, "Vision without execution is hallucination." He says, "Vision without execution is hallucination." Now, I love Tommy E, and I love his epiphanies, but this is where Dr. Sibley, I think that someone's going to get a big epiphany. Here it is. Inspiration is the reward you get for doing something. Inspiration is the reward. But inaction is the real giant. And action is the sword. The big giant facing you in your life is just inactivity, inaction. And the way to slay the giant is through action. And then the reward that you're going to get is feeling inspired as a result of doing something before you feel like it. But everyone wants to run around feeling motivated before doing the thing. But that's actually the reverse order. So you can't feel, it's like wanting to feel in love before you meet the significant other that you're going to fall in love with. It's like you want to feel in love before you've met somebody, but you have to meet somebody first before you fall in love. I mean, so again, inspiration is the reward. So Dr. Sibley, they're gonna try to sell you tickets to a motivational seminar. And that seminar is gonna leave you feeling motivated for about a day or a week. But when that feeling wears off, the people who succeed are the ones who work when they don't feel like it, because inspiration is the reward. All successful people know that inspiration is the reward, and that then the more the times that you get that reward, then you become a confident person. Talk to me, help somebody out there who is not taking action because they want to feel inspired first. Help somebody out there, Dr. Sibley.
Well, I know in my business that hard work causes me to become more inspired and accomplish more in what I'm doing. And what that means and what that translates to is profit. Profit in your business.
Marshall, this is a big idea.
This
translates into, let that sink in for a second. Sometimes silence is a powerful teaching tool, but the idea is that this translates into a profit. This translates into a great in physical shape person. This translates into inspiration is the reward. This translates into becoming a confident person. This idea that you take action before you feel like it. Talk to the listeners out there that are struggling to get motivated to take the action.
I have a good example of this. Okay.
Yes.
So I have a client. I'm not going to mention his name, but he's a lawyer here in town.
Okay.
Working with.
Right.
And he's all in.
All
on
in,
the program,
baby.
On the program. Okay.
On the business coaching program.
On the business coaching program. And so we've taught him what he needs to do to get to the top of Google.
Right.
We've taught him what he needs to do to build his social credibility. We've taught him what he needs to do in order to show his successes and his wins. And I kid you not, approximately 10 months, maybe 11 months in the program now, he is now getting his first lead from all of the work on the YouTube videos that we've been having him do.
I remember talking to him. I was actually in the parking lot.
That's right.
Of a shoe store across from Barnes & Noble.
Uh-huh.
And I talked to him on the phone. And I went into, I said, hey, I'll call you back in just a moment. Like, we set up a coaching call.
That's right.
And I called him and I said, hey, are you good to go for your call at this time? Right on the button. He says, yeah, I'll be ready. You know, so we set a specific time, like I'll call him at 3 p.m. or something.
Right.
So I call him like at 2:45 to verify he's good to go for the 3 call.
Yeah.
I go into the store to get my shoes, right? And I go in there and the person working the front desk says, get down. And it was a stick-up. Literally, people came in with weapons and stole shoes out of the store. It was right there by the Woodland Hills Mall.
Right.
That was the one shoes. Get down, sir. Get down. And I go down, and these guys came in and just stole all of these shoes. So I'm like, okay, I'd like to buy my shoes. I bought my shoes. Not really emotionally even reacting to it yet. I get in my car, and he's the next guy I talk to. I'm serious. I talked to him. And it was profound because once you realize that the world won't pay you based on your intentions,
right.
A lot of people start to turn to crime. They start to turn to things like that. And that's how I view criminals. They're people that choose to be lazy, and they want what you've worked hard for, so they steal it because that's easier.
Right.
But it actually is harder because eventually they'll go to jail. So it's kind of funny because they run out. They're on camera, you know. And so the cops show up right away. I don't know if they apprehended these guys, but they're on camera. And so if you want a shortcut to success, if you want to not do the action items needed,
right,
you will not have success. But your client took the action needed to produce success, and now he's an inspired individual.
He's inspired. So he came into the meeting. He goes, I am so motivated because of the success that I'm having. And
right.
I always, like, I believe you guys. I'm in on the program. I've done it before. But now I'm like, he came in hot.
Is he coming to the June 22nd and June 23rd Thrive Time Show workshop?
I'll see if he's in court.
Get him there. Get him there because he would be an inspiration to somebody. Once you're inspired long enough, it becomes inspiring for other people.
That's right.
Jason, now that you've decided to be a very consistent person, you've been managing for coming up on a year for Elephant in the Room as the super manager of 3 stores. Can you talk to me about how some of these moments where you've actually been able to become a source of inspiration for other people? Because there's a certain magic I'm watching happen because now you are inspired as a result of doing things every day. Even when you don't feel like it, probably the majority of the time when you don't feel like it, now other people are coming to you as a source of wisdom. Talk to me about that magic.
Well, I think, excuse me, one of the things that I do that inspire me the most is I have a big sense of self-accountability because I learned early on that you can be motivated and that's great, but you have to, one, know where to start, take that motivation, action step number one, but then know that not every time you act on something, is somebody else going to be there to hold you accountable? So do it for yourself. Stay motivated and keep cranking out those action items because the more you do it, the more it's going to become muscle memory and you're going to continue that motivation, you're going to continue that diligence, and you're going to get to where you want to go. And so that's what I try to relate to people. If they come to me asking for my advice, I level with them. I find what their source of motivation is, where they want to go, and then help them get to that, but then let them know that as they're going along the way, they have to hold themselves accountable as well.
To become an effective manager, you must walk the walk and talk the talk. You got to do both. And if you're out there and you're struggling right now to find a way to manage people, one way to do it is to study people that are good at managing. And one client that we work with that I've seen firsthand, these guys are great project managers, somebody you might want to study, I'm going to shadow them for a day, is Williams Contracting. Williams Contracting. These guys, if you want to add on to your building, you want to add on to your church, maybe you want to expand your offices, you want to build a piece of commercial real estate, check out our good friends at Williams Contracting. Phenomenal managers and great people. Their website is Will, that's WILL-con.com. Will-con.com. That's Williams Contracting. Again, if you're looking to expand your commercial real estate or to build a building, check out Williams Contracting. Check them out today. You're going to love those guys. You will not be disappointed.